Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, did you know that the average person walks by 36 murderers in their lifetime? 36! It's true, look it up. And welcome to another episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So this week's episode is going to be a truck stop toilet records episode, and we're featuring the band Oil Change. So I'm going to be playing some songs from their upcoming debut LP called Unfinished, and it's a split release with Dismantled Records and Truck Stop Toilet Records. Feel free to follow them all over the place. They have social media, Instagram, Facebook, you know, all that stuff. So their newest LP is a orange with blue splatter, which is beautiful. I ordered one myself, and I'm waiting for it to come to me in the mail so I can listen to it endlessly. And yeah, that's what I want to do. So with Oil Change, there's members of Chernobyl Babies, which if you haven't heard of them, where have you been? They're an awesome band. They had tremendous songs, super chanty, super catchy, and kind of like what Oil Change is doing right now. So they're a street punk band from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I've had some pretty good times there when I toured with my band, Damn Broads. So, you know, some I probably cannot mention. But this song is called 10 Years. I was listening to it. It's so catchy. It definitely brings me back to the Chernobyl Babies era. Like, it's definitely, you know, you could tell that that's something that they still have the sound there from that band. It's a really good song. When I got these songs, I was very happy. Because, you know, they're one of my new favorite bands, and I'm obsessed with them, and I'm sure they know that already. So, this song is 10 Years by Oil Change.
10 years you tell them to get fucked. 10 years ago you said there ain't no freedom. 10 years ago today you scoff and say your rules ain't for the books.
So that was 10 Years by Oil Change, and the next song from their album is called Anthem. You know, I pictured myself singing this song at a concert when they play, if they play here ever in Connecticut. Well, you know, Connecticut has, you know, some places to play, and it would be cool because I would totally be singing into a microphone for this song. Yeah, so it's very cool. check it out. Definitely buy the album Unfinished. So this is Anthem by Oil Change. So that was Anthem by Oil Change, and this next song is called Start Again. This is the last single that I'm going to play for you guys. I love the positive message involved with this song. I think we all could use that. I mean, I'm going through some tough times right now, and, you know, grief is a very long process where you go through ups and downs. So listening to this song, you know, it just brings some positivity in my life. So what's coming up next is I'm going to interview Sean from Oil Change, and check it out.
But together we'll escape. are you doing?
Good. I'm excited to do this interview because I listened to the album. I absolutely loved it. And I was like, I got to get them on.
Fuck yeah, I'm so glad you dig it. Obviously, I fucking love the Rats. So I'm fucking stoked to be talking to you just on that note.
Well, thank you. I mean, I wish we could have gotten some shows together. But, if you guys ever want to come to Connecticut, that would be amazing.
Well, my other band's going to be in Connecticut in September, so I hope I see you there.
Yes, I saw. So that's going to be the show with the Parasitics at Cherry Street?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, man. So with this album, tell me more about, so I definitely want to know more about the writing process, and, you know, especially since you went from, you know, the other band that you went from to this band, like, just tell me the process.
Yeah, so... I don't know, we spent like a lot of time away from each other after the other band, Chernobyl Babies, broke up. And it's kind of like I was writing songs on my own and Matt was writing some songs on his own. And then, you know, like 10 years apart, we came together and said, hey, let's try to start a band. And if you actually listen to the record, the A side are songs that I wrote and the B side are songs that Matt wrote. So,
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the Chernobyl Babies. I found you guys on YouTube once, and I just instantly just went crazy because it's just a sound that I love, like that pogo sound. And I love that what you guys are doing now with Oil Change. So, I mean, how did this band get started? How did it go about?
Well, I don't know. Like, I found out Matt was living in the same town I was, and I had written like a handful of the songs. Like Anthem was one of the first songs that I had written for what turned out to be Oil Change. And it was just like, you know, fucking off on an acoustic guitar. And then I just kind of wanted to record it. They were just like important songs to me, like lyrically, and I wanted to get it down. And I hit Matt up and showed him the songs, and he was like, dude, fuck yeah, let's go. And we just started drinking beers and actually like writing the songs out, like actually like getting them down to a real song rather than just like the fuck off on the acoustic guitar shit. And, you know, eventually Britt joined in on drums. Britt is Matt's wife, and she's been a friend for a really long time. We had a couple other people try and play drums and stuff like that. It just wasn't working. We kind of live in a weird area. So Britt was like, let me join, let me try. And it was fucking awesome. Her dad was an amazing drummer in a sick ass band called the Peppermint Creeps, so it's in her blood.
Oh my god, that's incredible, because she kills it on the drums. Like that, I mean, that's a hard instrument to play, and it's hard to find good drummers, especially drummers that are committed, because, you know, once you find a drummer, 20 other people bands are trying to get them in their band.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like the progress she makes daily is amazing. She's fucking awesome. She kills it every show, better than the last. So couldn't be happier.
Do you guys have any upcoming shows or anything you guys are going to do to promote the
yeah,
album?
Yeah, so Britt actually just had like this big heart surgery. So it kind of like took us out of the picture. Our last show was in March, and our next show is going to be the record release show, and that's going to be with Total Chaos and Acidez in Grand Rapids. Going to have a bunch of the homies flying out. Kurt from Dismantled is going to be there. Our boy Henry from Noxious is coming out. So it's going to be like a pretty fucking big show for us, and hopefully we get the record out. People start buying it.
Absolutely. I mean, and I love the orange and blue splatter on it. That was a really cool touch to that album. It looks beautiful when it's spinning.
Yeah, we didn't know how it was going to turn out. We just kind of wanted it to, like, go with the artwork that fucking big shout out Marco, No Front Teeth Records. He does, like, all of our artwork and just helps with everything. Besides fucking Kurt and Bram, Marco's probably like been the biggest help to Oil Change. So huge thanks to him for killing it on the artwork.
Absolutely. I mean, I loved all the songs. Anthem was a great song too, but do you have a favorite song on the album?
Well, it was on the EP. I love Never Fade Away. I like the LP version of it rather than the EP version of it. In the studio, Vic kind of wanted to get weird with it, and it just has like this slight bit of like 70s psycho Billy psychedelic, you know, that breakdown. It's weird. Like, it gets weird on the album, and I fucking love that. It's not super, you know, cliche punk. It gets a little weird. So that's my favorite song on the album. Yeah, me too. Absolutely.
So are you doing anything else besides Oil Change?
Yeah, so I got the Soap Babies, which is Chernobyl Babies, and my best friend Davey, his band Soap Charge. We kind of merge bands and do like a superset. So me and Matt from Oil Change, and then Davey and Ruben from Soap Charge, and then we're going to have our friend Sean play bass, and he's from this band, The Throwaways. If you haven't heard them, check those guys out. Awesome fucking pogo band. But we're going to do those two supersets in the East Coast, Connecticut and Boston. And then I've got another pop project I'm working on, like pop punk. But that's,
ooh,
that's
tell me
yeah,
about that.
That's called Orphan Train. That is going to be a fucking, like, three or four songs, and it's going to be like super group. I'm going to get everyone involved. I might even get Jeffrey Thunders in on that. I really want to make that one very, very special with a lot of hands touching it. So I can't give too much away about it, but there'll be the track's already written. The songs are there. It's just a matter of getting everyone to lay some shit down.
Yeah. And are you going to do any shows with that or just a record?
I think that's going to be a recording project only. Just the amount of shit I got to juggle between Soap Babies, Oil Change.
I've
been booking shows in Grand Rapids for other bands to try to beef up our city, and then like just endless amount of like graphic design. But as you called me, I'm like working on a t-shirt design for a pro wrestler. So I'm just fucking
busy.
Cool.
Yeah. That's amazing. I watch wrestling, so hell yeah.
Yeah, wrestling was my first love. That's what I wanted to do before I wanted to be in a punk band. I just ended up in a punk band.
Awesome. You got any moves?
Did the DDT.
Yes!
I'll hit anyone with a Stone Cold Stunner.
Hell yeah! You know what I mean? That move is just like the ultimate fuck you move. It's just like, here, I'm going to kick you right in the nuts, and then I'm going to
yes. And you always give them the finger first, so.
Yes! That's awesome. Do you have a favorite wrestler?
Right now, my favorite wrestler is probably like Kenny Omega. I love
nice.
Like all the AEW stuff that's going on right now. So I really dig him.
I like Darby Allin from AEW. I met him a while back and he was super cool.
Oh, you met Darby Allin?
Yeah, he was very cool.
That's sick. That's really cool. Yeah, I love Darby Allin. He's awesome. He's fucking dangerous. Jeff Hardy motherfucker, you know?
Legend.
Yes.
I love it. I mean, they would come by, like Darby Allin and actually and Jeff Hardy too. They came to my hometown, which is Waterbury. They did like an indie wrestling gig type of thing, and it was pretty cool. They even had like Cody Rhodes before he got on WWE. You know, even I, you know, AEW is a lot faster, it's a lot quicker, and it's like a lot
yep.
more bullshit than WWE.
Yep, that's kind of why I like it. Like, especially like when it first started, they were kind of leaning more towards that just like shut up and wrestle type stuff. And yeah, I love it. I try to watch as much as I can. Again, I'm busy as fuck most of the time. Last time they came to town, me and my wife got so drunk they kicked us out.
Oh no.
We got banned from the arena. It was before the TV tapings even started. The dark matches were going on. And they kicked us out. And we had to walk from the arena to a Chinese food restaurant.
Oh, damn, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, good. Well, back on this album, tremendous job. I can't wait to see what more you guys do. And also, I can't wait to see you guys at Cherry Street. That's going to be so cool. We get to hang out and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Can't wait to meet you. And, yeah, we're definitely going to be back in the studio this winter to try to do maybe like three or four tracks. Not sure what we're going to do with them yet for Oil Change, but there will be more to be heard, and obviously this is the band they'll probably be playing the most. The Soap Babies is more of a rarity, very special occasion type stuff.
Well, I'm glad to be part. I'm glad that, you know, you're bringing that part of the specialty to Connecticut. I'm like, yay! And everybody else.
Yeah, it's
going
to be fun.
Ass.
I've never really been to the East Coast, so I'm super stoked.
It'll be fun. And again, I just want to thank you for your time. And this is fun. You know, like, thank you for stopping by and you know, answering my questions. My questions, even wrestling, stuff like that. It was cool.
Absolutely. I'll talk wrestling and punk rock all day.
Hell yeah. Any last things you want to say?
No, thank you so much for having me on. Fucking love the rats. Love the show. Keep it going. And can't wait to meet you. I'll see you in Connecticut.
All right. I'll see you soon. Thank you for
coming
on.
All right, cheers.
All right, cheers.